Good morning, everyone. Today is the 21st of January, 2023. And I'm always thankful that we have this time in the morning where we can take a chapter out of the Bible and read it and go over it. This morning, we're going to be talking about the fifth chapter of John. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, at the troubling of the water, stepped in, he was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is they that which said unto you, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. You know, there's people today that are still trying to put people under the law. Everything they can or cannot do on the Sabbath day. I believe the Sabbath, the New Covenant Sabbath is a rest in Christ. We don't rest in the works of man or the works that we do or don't do. We rest in the completed work of Jesus Christ. We find that in the Genesis account that it says that on the sixth day, he ceased from all the works, and he rested on the seventh day. Also, I find it interesting that Jesus made sure to go amongst those there at Bethesda, at the pool, who were impotent folk, blind, halt, withered. He had a concern for those with disabilities and with diseases. That speaks loudly to me. And anyway, these Pharisees were coming at him, coming against him. And the Jews were trying to say, you know, you don't have any right to do any. And they even came against this man for carrying his bed after he'd been healed. There's a lot of people doing that today. They're attacking people for doing things that are glorifying God after they've been born again. Jesus answered and said, Then verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. You know, there's a lot of people today that are not honoring the Son. They're not giving him credit for whom is due, the everlasting, eternal Son of God. And we're told in the first chapter of John that if there's those that deny that Jesus is the Son of God, they are of Antichrist. And Christ says that all men should honor the Son. He also says that all of those that hear his word and believe on him have everlasting life. Notice it's not temporary life. I would strongly recommend all of our listeners to go to the KingJamesBibleOnline.org and do a search of everlasting. You'll get your boat loaded. Everlasting is used not only for the promises to God's people of their everlasting life that they've been given, but also everlasting death for the reprobate, everlasting destruction. So it works both ways. But he says, he that heareth my word and believeth on me has sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this time, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There's another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witness of me is true. He sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning and shining light, and yet you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me, and the Father himself that has sent me hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they which testify of me, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you of the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall he believe my words? Well, this is quite a revealing here, that Jesus said that Moses wrote of him, that Moses wrote of Christ. Well, I want to turn this over to Mark, and as we go through this, as Mark reads this, I want you to think about how those in the high places of spiritual leadership were the ones that were most condemnatory of the true Christ.
John chapter 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk and lying halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. An angel went down a certain season in the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after troubling the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but while I am coming to know to step it down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is a Sabbath day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed, and walk. And asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he said, That was healed, was not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away a multitude being in that place. Afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus. And sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Where therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but had said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, he also doeth the Son likewise. The Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that he may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead, and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth them he will. The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which has sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given the Son to have life in himself. And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is a son of man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. He sent unto John, he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that you might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself, which has sent me, hath borne witness of me, neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and there they are they which testify of me. If ye will not come to me, that ye might have life, I receive not honor from men. But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him will ye receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another? Seek not the honor that cometh from God alone only. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. But had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?
Thank you, Mark.
Yes.